You cannot drop a bait with your drone. Now, it's not just the drones. You cannot use bait boats and you cannot use electric reels. In fact, you cannot use any electronic device.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello, fellow anglers, and welcome to this week's show. Welcome to the Angler News Show, where we have got a week of incredible news. Guys, there has been so much news. There's been so much drama. There's been so much of spirit in the world of fishing. I cannot wait to get into it. Now, in this week's show, we are talking about the ban of drones. We are going to talk about what does it mean now? What does the actual law state? Where are we going with our drones? What are we going to do with our drones? And can we even still use them? So that's what we are going to talk about later on in the show. But we're also going to be talking about the camaraderie, the spirit, the brotherhood of anglers out there. Guys, I have experienced this firsthand and I cannot wait to share the story with you. We are also talking about Garrick. We are talking about Shad. We are talking about Cobb. We are talking about Amberjacks and Sharks and Trout. It's all packed in this very episode. Straight from our reporters with the latest scoop of what's been going on along the KZN coastline as well as inland. But before we get into all of it, guys, special shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for your support in our show. Now let's get into it. So guys, remember, you want to pay attention to our reporters because all of them are giving us a forecast of what to expect this weekend. So you know what? Pay attention to those areas you want to fish. These guys are going to tell you all about not just what happened, but what is going to happen. Now let's kick off the show with a new correspondent to our show, Ray Thompson. Now you guys know I work with Ray. I've been working with Ray for about 20 years. Ray is going to be in place of Gary. Gary is moving on to some other prospects and we'd love to give him a shout out. Gary, thank you for all your years of support in our show. Warner Beach, Ilova Stretch could have not been the way it was without you. You have been an amazing contributor, so thank you for all your contributions. Now, the reason we got Ray Thompson involved is because, well, he lives in Manzanthoti. He covers that Ilova Stretch. He fishes there like 3 times a week. So, apart from me working with the guy for about 20 years, he is the expert in that area and he has his ears to the ground if he doesn't have his rod in the water in the same spot. So, guys, here is Ray Thompson with this week's report off of Manzanthoti and that entire Ilova Stretch.
Hi there, guys. Just to give you an idea of what's been happening over the last week, the hotspot definitely must be that Isipingo area. Definitely for those guys catching shad, that has been the place to be. Obviously, there's been a few shad at Nyoni, Shad Place, that area, and of course, all the way down Umko and Scottborough. So, for those of you who like catching shad, those are the 3 or 4 spots that are definitely worth looking at the moment. Also, fish of some interest again, Garrick. Ilova Caradine, that has been the hot spot this week. The guys that have been persisting have been getting the odd Garrick. A lovely springer came out on Scottborough, which this time of the year, the springer do make their appearance. There have been, however, a few grey sharks in Yawney, Vunkel, that area. There's been a few grey sharks for those trying to catch inedibles, mainly at night time on the low tide, of course. Guys, go out there and enjoy it and look after yourselves.
Fantastic stuff, Mr. Thompson. Now let's move on to the spearfishing. Guys, Don is back with this week's report of what's been going on the spearfishing side.
The big swell that we had last week definitely put a damper on things on the south coast. The water has warmed up a bit. A couple of crayfish coming out. The encouraging thing is those big winter shoals of bronze bream arriving on all the pinnacles. Always a good sign and sight. Those fish also attract lots of big fish. So top tip, don't rush into shooting the bronze bream. Invariably, there's something nice lurking nearby. We're in for a fantastic week of weather. I'm sure there's going to be lots of opportunities for diving. This time of the year, there's not much current inshore. The water's staying quite greenish. But like I said, there's the opportunity to get in. prime time still for the garrick, and keep an eye out in the shallows for those big dogger salmon.
Thank you, Don. Looks like we are still going to be doing some spearfishing. The conditions are conducive for diving. So, guys, get out there and make sure to share those catches with us. Please send them through to info@anglernews.co.za. Now, Don mentioned a couple of tips on the spearfishing side. Ray mentioned the garrick. So that had me thinking, maybe I should contact Paul Merson and find out, okay, if I'm targeting garrick down the south coast, like where these guys have reported, well, what sort of lures would I use with regards to watercolor? So Paul, give us a tip on the exact colors to use, or the lure color to use, pending the watercolor for that garrick and the shad.
When using clone lures in certain conditions, low light conditions, I'll definitely recommend that you use the black widow and the black mullets, some of your darker colors, and I'll tend to bite in more cleaner water. And then the guys normally tend to use the pinks, the chartreuse, the bone color. But for garrick, and that also I think tends to bite more in the cleaner water. It also all depends, but I would definitely recommend, my go-to is always being the bone color, especially when targeting garrick cob and your bonnies.
And your cob tend to bite on more darker colors as well, early morning, low light conditions.
Great stuff, Paul. Thank you for those tips on fishing with those clone lures. That's exactly what I plan on using. Well, I would have been using it this weekend. Now, at the South Coast, these areas the guys were talking about, I was fishing in Manzantoti. It was a beautiful morning. We got our fish. We got our eight shad between the two of us, my brother and I. It was amazing. We were having fun. We were putting fish back. We were getting other anglers onto fish. It was a fantastic experience until I got hit with a side wave. I got taken off my feet. And the force of the wave kind of, you know, pushed my knee into the ground really hard, where I felt my knee pop. So naturally, my leg went numb and I couldn't move. And there's the waves coming over me. But you know what? There were anglers around us and they came running down. In fact, my brother was the first one to come and pull me out. Obviously, I am not a light guy, especially, you know, lodged into the sand and in agonizing pain. However, the other anglers came through and they helped us out as well. So they got me off the beach. But you know what? Here is where that camaraderie, the spirit, the brotherhood of anglers come in. They assisted us. They managed to help my brother to run up to our vehicle, put our tackle into the car while I was trying to recover. I had another angler with me throughout the entire time, kind of massaging my knee, consoling me, distracting me from the pain. And I tried walking back and I couldn't. I really couldn't take more than two steps. But here are the anglers that, you know, especially this guy Afzal, right? I've never met this guy from a bar or so, but he was an angler out there. And he carries me all the way up to the car. Him and my brother just carry me up and made sure we were okay before, you know, obviously I had to go and get some medical attention. But this is what I wanted to talk about. It was guys that are out there fishing. I never met them before. And, you know, maybe, yeah, some of them knew of me because of my work that I do in the industry. But I think it could have been anyone, and these guys would have helped them. And that is the spirit amongst fishermen, you know, and that is what really made me realize at that moment that, you know what, we are not alone. There is a brotherhood over here. This is a fraternity of anglers where we are there for each other. It's not just to untangle lines or give each other their space when they're fishing or to teach each other, but it's also there when we are in trouble. And these guys really showed me that. So, you know what, huge shout out to the anglers down the south coast, Manzantoti. Sunday morning when I was in trouble, you guys helped me out, so thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that, and that is what I want you to give a shout out to. So in sticking with the south coast and that fantastic fishing, we have Adam with this week's fishing report with exactly what's been going on, and like I said, the forecast for this weekend.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow listeners. It has been great down on the South Coast. So we know that there's been a bit of a cold snap recently in KZN, and in particularly in the South Coast, it has been freezing, Vinesh. But one thing I can say for sure is that it has not been cold on the fishing front. Things have definitely been hot, and my word, has it been good. We've had a few days of big seas, but the guys had been rewarded with some epic catches. Starting off with the deep sea side of things, we've had guys get a few beck. We've had some amberjack. We've had some yellowtail. We've had some tuna. Muscle cracker off riptide charters. So well done there to all the guys getting some really good fish. There's been a few bonnies in the water as well. And obviously there's been loads of mackerel coming through. So really good to see that the bait fish is around. Kind of suspect that's why the rock and surf guys are really doing well at this stage in terms of the non-eds. Still, Vinesh, it's a purple patch that's now turned, I don't know, what's after purple, blue, pink, green? I don't know, Vinesh, but whatever patch you want to call it, it is definitely still being a non-ed show down on the coast. We've seen a few hounds around. There's still been a few sort of small to medium-sized non-eds being targeted down the coast and being caught and landed. Now, in terms of bait-wise, fresh chuck are always definitely the bomb down on the coast. Bonnies have been doing a bit of damage, but not so great. And I would say mackerel definitely putting in a show in terms of fresh bait down on the south coast finish. Now, in terms of edible fishing off the rocks, we've had some decent rock cod, and there's been a lot of silver mullet around, or bull mullet, if you want to call them, being around, definitely caught off the piers and your deep water spots. So that's definitely been an awesome species to use as a live bait, particularly for the garret, because there's been a lot of them around. Also had some kingfish and some shad in amongst the mixed as well. The shad have not been, I would say, thick or prolific as they have been in the last few weeks. Obviously, these big seas have really slowed them down, but they are still there and they are still being caught. They're more on the green side, if you wish to say that, Vinesh. But yeah, there have been a lot of them. I do see up in the north part of KZN, the guys have been murdering the shad, literally. So guys, again, please remember your bag limits. But now heading down to Port St. John's, we're seeing loads of big garrick coming out there. I'm talking 20 kilo plus. So those big garrick are around. And if they do eventually make their way up to the coast, I definitely would say that live bait would be best. Maybe a small shad or even a mullet would be ideal for those bigger garrick that are coming through the gentlemen of the sea. In terms of anything else caught, they're more than likely just going to be a non-ed. A small gray or something chomping at the bait, Vinesh. In terms of the freshwater side of things, the trout have been small, the bass have been small, and the carp have been small, with a few decent sized 1 kilo bass in amongst the mix. But, you know, it's just definitely this cold front that's come through. The pressure is slowly but surely creeping its way higher and higher on the list. But, you know, once it gets to that sort of 1020, 1015 sort of area, I think the fish will definitely be better in terms of freshwater things. Heading to the weekend, the weather looks pretty decent, I must admit. But again, guys, predictions are predictions. So it's getting harder and harder to say what's going to happen. But otherwise, Vinesh and everyone else out there, I hope you guys have an awesome weekend ahead. I hope you guys get really good fish and let's see those catches. Stay safe. Remember your bag limits, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Adam. What a great way to round off our South Coast report. Now, on the North Coast, guys, it has been pretty good in certain areas. I've got a report from Suvikar where it was pretty fantastic. In fact, it was more than pretty fantastic. It was almost like unbelievable, right? So starting off down on the lower end of the North Coast, I was fishing Virginia Beach on Saturday afternoon. Not a bite, right? However, moving further up, Tindley Manor and Tugela, guys, there was a garrick run of note. Suvika tells me there were between 20 to 30 garrick that came out and they took on virtually everything. Sardines, spoons, and plugs. So it was really incredible up there. The rest of the North Coast, there has been some fish coming out. There has been some cob. There has been some shad. But Tugela, Tindley Manor has been the highlight of the North Coast. If you are fishing on the offshore side, guys, the Amberjack has been on the bite on the lower end of the North Coast, just outside that Bolito area. Really good bites throughout the week. And moving further up on the North Coast, there has been some Kuta, there has been some huge Bonito. And apart from that, the rest of it has been pretty quiet up there. So it looks as though the South Coast is still the bulk of the action. Durban has brought in some fish. We're going to get to that later on in the show. But for now, let's jump into the freshwater side with Jan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. Here we are, a week on after the big freeze of early last week, but the chill factor is still high. Or rather, should I say, very low. Although moderately warmer, water temperatures are still well into the single figures. And fish appear to be on the frozen fish fingers end of the scale, with not much movement going on at present. However, we're already in the second half winter and conditions can only improve from here on out. With only a few returns from the Natal Fly Fishing Club anglers to work with, it seems that the fishers are in the same predicament as the fish. Not quite sure what the weather's up to and whether to make a proper go of it or simply stay in bed. So the NFFC returns essentially from this past weekend. While it started off well, a pre-weekend dip in the barometer with a system following certainly put the fish down and made fishing exceedingly difficult. The fish that came to hand fell across a broad spectrum of the tape measure. Fishing before and into the weekend, the ladies of the inaugural Women and Waders Fly Fishing Festival fared much better, with some excellent fish being reported prior to the above-mentioned barometric dip. Dominant species caught were rainbow trout, but there were a number of solid browns also reported, biggest of which taped in at 49 centimeters or just over 19 inches. Team Damsels in Distress, comprising of local ladies from Peter Maritzburg and Durban, took the honors, with team member Lyndall Blakey-Weber voted as Miss Piggy of the event for catching fish in every session. Some excellent fishing under the trying conditions, so congrats, Lyndall. It looks like this event might just make it onto the annual Midlands Fly Fishing calendar. With the Bass Social touting ads for upcoming events, and some as far away as September, it must be taken that the Midlands bass have gone to sleep. No local action to report on, so best advice at present is to put some travel in your fishing plans and find some warmer waters, perhaps closer to the coast. But as they say, if you don't throw, you won't know. So throw and find out. And linked to that, of course, is that any day spent fishing is better than a day in the office.
Thank you, Jan. I love it. If you don't throw, you don't know. Well, let's go and make sure we throw this weekend. Now, where are we throwing? We are throwing in Durban as well. Guys, this is our Durban report from Mike V and Brad Krobler. And after that, we are going to talk about the whole story about the drone. So stick around for that one straight after our two Durban correspondents.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's been all about the edibles this last couple of days. Between quite a lot of shad coming out from the bluff all the way up towards Glen Ashley, Umhlanga, that stretch, to some lovely stumpies, lovely grunters on the beaches, good couple of cob being caught here and there. Everything's been about edibles. Lighter tracers, small hawks, going to go gun for the edibles. Grey sharks have been missing quite a bit, so have the flatfish. I think it's just come to that time of year. There have been one or two caught on the live baits. The guys are putting out for the cob and the garrick. On the paddle skis and the ski boats, oaks are still getting quite a bit of snook. They're still getting a few cooter here and there, but it's mainly been about the hillbeck on the deeper reefs. I've been getting quite a bit of hillbeck, some doggers, things I get. The guys have been leaving the rock hard slingers and all that alone, but they are still getting them. In the bay, a couple small grunter here and there, odd small kingy, things I get. Nothing wild at the moment, but I'm sure as soon as we get a bit of rain and the water floods out those canals and those back of the rivers, the big grunter will come back and feed on the prawns. It looks like this coming weekend's going to have a bit of rain, so hopefully it floods a little bit, pushes some water out there, and we can get those big grunter back in and feeding. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. There has been some fish, but in Durban, we've had quite a bit of a south-to-north current running. Yeah, but there's been some decent fish in the shallows, some nice rock odds, a couple of nice, very, very good rubber lips. Amberjacks are still bullying the hell out of the customers. General fishing, it's been all right, but as I say, the current has to slow down a little bit, and then we'll be able to get some better into the deep. Tight lines, and speak to you guys all next week.
There we have it. Some fantastic reports off the entire KZN coastline. Guys, there seems to be fish all over the place. So, you know what? Choose your spot wisely. You will be rewarded. Now, about the drones, guys. Let's get this clear. It is official. It is gazetted. No drones for fishing. Now, we can still use our drones for other things, right? And one of those other things is you can use your drones to go and find your fishing spot. So if your drone has a camera in it, well, you can, you know what, cruise around with it, see what's a good spot, but you're gonna have to cast there. However, you cannot drop a bait with your drone. Now, it's not just the drones. You cannot use bait boats and you cannot use electric reels. In fact, you cannot use any electronic device that assists you in going and casting out a bait. So according to the letter of the law, we have recreational fishing permits, and a recreational fishing permit states that you can only fish with a rod and reel, right? You can use a kite and fly out your bait, because the reasoning behind that is that you are using the wind and Mother Nature and the natural factors and unassisted by this electronic device. You can ask a friend to, you know what, carry your bait out with a kayak and drop it at a certain spot if you saw that spot with your drone. But you cannot fly out your bait. You cannot, you know, send your bait out with a bait boat connected to a remote. And you cannot use a bait canister, because that is also regarded as assisted in your casting. So that's what this law pretty much means. Now, I would love to know about what you feel about this, how you feel about this ban that's out there right now. In fact, not just right now. That ban is there. It's official. It's gazetted. There is nothing that can be done. We know the guys were fighting this for a couple years now, and it's the ruling has been made. We cannot use drones for fishing. So where does that leave us? If you choose to still use your drone, irrespective of the law, well, the consequences are you will be fined, your drone will be confiscated, and you will have a criminal offense on your name. So should you be applying for a job in the future and say, hey, do you have a criminal offense? Well, you're going to have to say, unfortunately, it was because of a drone. So that is the consequences of still using your drone after this law has been passed. Can we still use our drone? Well, guys, like I said, you can use your drone for recreational purposes. Now, if you're going to use your drone for work, as in, you know, selling that footage, that, because I mean, you invested your like 30 grand on this drone, right? You're gonna probably use it for getting some really cool footage of the sardine run. If you were to sell that footage, well, then it's regarded as commercial use, and you're gonna need to have a valid license. You're gonna have to have a license to operate that drone, right? And those licenses has to be adhere to with the Aviation Act and a whole lot of other stuff that goes with it, which I'm not too clear up with for now on that side of things, because hey, I've never used a drone for commercial use, right? You are allowed to use your drone for recreational purposes, so you can go, like I said, find those fishing areas, do some footage in your house with your friends, with your buddies, over the pool in your place, whatever it is, but you cannot use your drone for fishing. So guys, that is where we are with our droning. That is what it is. There is obviously a lot more literature that will be available online, but this is what I can tell you right now. This is the news that has been gazetted this week. It is official. Droning is over. And with that being said, well, our show is over. So I would love to know what you think about the droning. Let me know in the comments if you're on Spotify or iTunes, if you're listening to this via those platforms. If not, pop us a mail, WhatsApp us, get in touch with us in some form or another through our social media pages. Let us know where you're fishing. Let us know how you feel about the drones. Let us know if you were assisted by some anglers out there with some camaraderie and some brotherhood and some spirit amongst fishermen. And more than anything else, let us know how you feel about the Angler News channel. So, guys, until next week.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.